Some folks are calling it a bizarre ramble. Others aren't sure what to make of it.
I already did my coming out about 1,000 years ago, back in the Stone Age, in those very quaint days when a fragile young girl would open up to trusted friends and family, co-workers, and then gradually, proudly to everyone who knew her.
That's Jodie Foster during her acceptance speech after receiving the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award at last night's Golden Globes.
The two-time Oscar winner is getting a lot of attention for what some are calling a coming-out speech without really coming out. And joining us to talk more about this, Dr. Stephen Trapiano. He's professor and director of Ithaca College's J.B. Pendleton Center in Los Angeles. He watches cultural trends. Good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about this speech last night. Jodie Foster's had one of the great careers in Hollywood over the past 30 years. She sort of said, yeah, I came out a long time ago, but it wasn't necessarily public knowledge back then that she had. What did you make of this speech last night?
Well, you know, in reading this, I read the transcript of the speech this morning. It sort of needed footnotes because she's talking about a lot of different things all at the same time. The thing I think everybody is sort of, looking at is this, you know, which she's sort of revealing about the fact that she is, that she's gay. I think she has revealed this before. I think she's just not someone who has explicitly said those words, I am gay. And I think that is what everyone's sort of criteria is for coming out. I think she kind of is referring to the fact that in the past she has thanked her partner, or at least her partner then, pretty explicitly, at some other ceremony. I'm not sure what it was. But I think everyone was just expecting her to actually kind of say, you know, those three words. And that didn't really happen.
Well, it's interesting because it did seem when you listened to her that she was trying to diminish the importance of one having to come out to everybody and say it. Yet here she was 30 years or more into her career, more into her career, saying, you know, I realize that perhaps I should kind of acknowledge it, but I don't want to give it all it should be to you.
Well, I think that possibly what she was trying not to do was to make this a coming out speech because, you know, the context of which she's, you know, receiving this award. It is a very prestigious award. It is about her career. But in some ways, I think she also probably didn't want to sort of skirt over it or kind of completely ignore it. So she sort of gave us sort of a half, you know, sort of a half answer. I think it's pretty clear in listening to what she said that she was coming out. I think that she didn't think of it as something that she had to actually sort of, you know, announce to people. Also, I felt the speech was very much something that was being given to the people in the room, maybe more than people who are watching on TV. You know, it's a very industry event. It's not like the Oscars where there's all these other people in the audience. I mean, it really is very much a pretty closed room of, people in the industry. So I felt like she was kind of addressing them more than perhaps the audience.
We only have 30 seconds here, but I want to ask you this question before we go. If Jodie Foster had made a public declaration 20 years ago or more, before Ellen DeGeneres became the highest profile Hollywood person to declare that, would it have advanced the gay rights agenda, or would have it destroyed Jodie Foster's career?
I don't think it would have destroyed her career. I think that, and I do think it would maybe have advanced. I mean, the difference between the two is that she's a movie star, and very different from Ellen, who was kind of always Ellen. Even when she was on her show, she was Ellen. So I really don't think it would have had much of an impact on her career. She had been an established, respected actress. She had won an Oscar by then. I don't think it would have prevented her from getting any roles.
All right. We really thank you for being here.